Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. On this day in 2008, the Beijing-Tianjin Intercity Railway began operation as the fastest commuter rail system in the world. Berlin investigators tapped about 1,027,000 phone calls last year. That was about 34,000 fewer than in 2016, according to the annual report by Senator of Justice Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party. According to the report, exactly 2,596 phone accounts were intercepted in 419 proceedings in 2017, which affected 627 people. In most cases, it was because of drug-related offenses. With 423 interceptions in this area, there is a significant decrease compared to 2016, with 678 interceptions. Investigators also tapped phone calls to uncover gang thefts and organized burglaries. Behrendt emphasized that even small declines are a positive development because every telephone call that is tapped is a serious interference in the freedom of telecommunications. Monitoring must therefore be requested by the public prosecutor's office and approved by a judge. The number of illegal car races in Berlin has tripled. Since the tightening of the law in October of 2017, the police have stopped 150 car races, about 18 per month. In the years before the tightening, there were on average only 6 per month. The most popular racetracks are the Kurfürstendamm and the A100 Stadt Autobahn. Berlin's judiciary is trying to come down hard on the offenders. According to the information, there are currently 213 criminal proceedings for illegal races. Meanwhile, the first convictions have been decided. In Tauentzienstrasse, on the night of February 1st of 2016, an uninvolved motorist was killed when one of two racers crashed into his car. According to the court, the two young men had raced over 11 red lights at a speed of 170 kilometers per hour. The verdict for both of them was life imprisonment for murder, and it made headlines nationwide. In March of this year, the Federal Court of Justice overturned the rulings, so the last word has not yet been spoken in this case. Despite the new hardship, police figures show that illegal racing continues. 8 races have already been stopped at Kurfürstendamm in the first half of the year, 10 in 2017. There were more races on the A100 in the first 6 months of 2018 than in the 3 years before combined. Another concerning number is the increase of alleged environmental crimes in Berlin. For example, dumping hazardous waste in protected areas or polluting waters. Throughout 2017, 736 suspects known by name were investigated. By July 13th of this year, 591 persons had already been targeted by the investigators. The increase in the previous year was particularly sharp. In 2016, the number of suspects was still only 325. 1 year later, it was more than twice as many. In the case of pollution, which is a criminal offense, police are dependent on information from the population. Water, soil, or air pollution can be punishable by imprisonment for up to 3 years or a fine. The unfinished capital city airport, BER, has opened up a new source of income. As Berlin Briefing reported previously, Volkswagen will park up to 8,000 vehicles in the unused parking areas of the airport. The background to this venture are new exhaust gas tests. From September 1st, only cars that have undergone this new test procedure may be registered. Volkswagen is therefore already pre-producing numerous cars that have been designed to pass the test procedure. However, the Federal Motor Transport Authority has not yet approved many of these models. For the remaining 5 months of 2018 alone, airport company chief Lütke Daltrup estimated the additional revenues to be more than 1 million euro. This is a, quote, rewarding business, says Lütke Daltrup. The revenues are more than welcome for the airport company because of the losses due to the immense costs for the BER construction. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.